Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. It's interesting to hear how often people say things like, "My problems were so great, all I could do was pray." As if prayer is an activity confined to desperate situations. But these words of Jesus make it plain that he's eager for us to be persistent in prayer and not reserve our praying for moments of sheer desperation. He wants us to keep it up continually for the simple reason that he wants to maintain an ongoing relationship with us. In a marriage or close friendship, it would be absurd if there was an agreement to talk on a monthly basis or if the need arose. The fact is, of course, that we may not always feel like praying. Julian of Norwich, who lived more than 600 years ago, wrote strikingly and honestly about this, saying this, "Pray inwardly, even if you do not enjoy it. It does good, though you feel nothing, see nothing, yes, even though you think you are doing nothing. For when you are dry, empty, sick, or weak, at such a time is your prayer most pleasing, though you find little enough to enjoy in it. This is true of all believing prayer." When we pray, we can have confidence because we can be sure that God hears us and will answer us. Because of his perfect love for us, his responses will not always be in the way or at the time that we request. If he did exactly what we asked for, and at the time we requested it, prayer wouldn't be prayer at all. It would be called magic, and we would be the ones in control. Prayer is about us placing our lives securely in God's hands and trusting him to respond in the way and at the time that he knows is best. Dwight L. Moody, the American evangelist, said, "When it's hardest to pray, we ought to pray the hardest." Wise words. They underline the importance of being persistent in prayer, however we're feeling. Now let me ask you a question. Do you find it easy to be persistent in prayer? If you don't, then what might help you? If you do, thank God that you do. And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you want us to keep close to you in prayer. Help us to keep asking, seeking and knocking. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.